Joe Biden admits more gun control wouldn't have stopped synagogue attacker. By A.W.R. Hawkins on January 17, 2022. President Joe Biden took questions on Saturday's Texas synagogue attack and suggested more gun control would not have stopped the attacker. Reuters reports the attacker, 44-year-old Malik Faisal Akram, was a citizen of the United Kingdom. Federal agents stormed the synagogue after a 10-0 hostage standoff and Akram is now dead. Biden commented on the incident, mentioning more gun control, only to admit that more gun control would not have helped in this situation. Allegedly, Akram purchased the weapons on the street. Now what that means, I don't know. Whether he purchased it from an individual in a homeless shelter or a homeless community, or whether, because that's where he said he was, it's hard to tell. I just don't know. The guns are, we should be, the idea of background checks are critical. But you can't stop something like this if someone is on the street buying something from somebody else on the street. Biden then criticized the surging gun sales America has witnessed during the past 2 years. There's so many guns that have been sold of late, it's just ridiculous. Breitbart News reported nearly 23 million guns were sold in 2020 and that the FBI conducted over 38.8 million National Instant Criminal Background Check System, NICS, checks in 2021. The 38.8 is not a precise indicator of the number of guns sold, but it does suffice to show that surge in gun sales continued into 2021. It is important to understand nearly 23 million guns sold in 2020, mentioned above, and the number sold after NICS checks in 2021 were all sold via background checks. A.W.R. Hawkins is an award-winning Second Amendment columnist for Breitbart News and the writer-slash-curator of Downrange with A.W.R. Hawkins, a weekly newsletter focused on all things Second Amendment, also for Breitbart News. He is the political analyst for Armed American Radio and a Turning Point USA ambassador. Follow him on Instagram, at @her_Hawkins. Reach him at @herHawkins@Breitbart.com. You can sign up to get Downrange at Breitbart.com/Downrange.